ich Liebe weiß genau sein. Moishe, matana taiva, ich Liebe weiß genau sein. Moishe, matana taiva, ich Liebe weiß genau sein. Moishe, matana taiva, ich Liebe weiß genau sein. Shabbos Shimon, Shabbos Shimon, Matana Taiva,
Oh, that's so beautiful. This is Sarah Sherpa and Andre Matos from a distance, and it's from their CD release, Nightbirds. They're going to be performing next Wednesday, October 4th, at NEC, and so that's at the New England Conservatory's Eben Jordan Ensemble Room, 255 St. Botolph Street in the Student Life and Performance Center. This is a This CD is consolidating their partnership, that is Sarah and guitarist Andre, with a compelling and magnetic new album. So this just came out, and program of contrasting beauty and darkness with mesmerizing and textural pieces featuring Dove Mansky, Sophia Jernberg, Okyung Lee, and Yao Pereira. They're doing a whole series of dates. They were in New York City recently, and so then they're going to be in Philadelphia and Washington, Baltimore, New Haven, and back to New York area. So a lot of nice performances coming up. So this is going to be a concert, Intimate Strangers, featuring excerpts from her acclaimed multimedia work, offering musical insights into the journeys and experiences of migrants, refugees, and displaced people. In part two of the performance, Sarah and NEC students will be joined by Andre Matos and Dove Mansky, performing a range of repertoire, including music from the new album, Nightbirds, which we just heard a track from. Performance take place at 8 p.m. in Brown Hall. I hope to be there, and hopefully we're going to get Sarah either for a phone interview, or maybe she'll come into the studio. Looking forward to that. Okay, so we are finished with Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and we're now getting ready, coming Friday night, for Sukkos. And so I'll share a little bit about that holiday coming up. We're now going to listen to something from a compilation, A Story to Tell. Starbucks presents Powerful Songs from the Coffee House. And this is Fred Neal, Other Side to This Life, here on WMFO in Medford. This is The Voicemobile, and I'm your host, Joyce the Voice.
Like to know a secret just between you and me. I don't know where I'm going next, I don't know where I'm gonna be, but that's the other side to this life I've been leading. But that's the other side to this life. Well, my whole world's in an uproar, Royce. My own world's upside down. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm always bumming round. And that's another side to this life I've been leading. And that's another side to this life. Well, I don't know what I'm doing. Half the time I don't know where I'll go. I think I'll get me a sailing boat and sail the Gulf of Mexico. But that's another side to this life I've been leading. And that's another side to this life. Well, I think I'll go to Nashville, or down to Tennessee. The 10-cent life I've been leading here gonna be the death of me. But that's the other side to this life I've been leading. And that's another side to this life. Would you like to know a secret just between you and me? I don't know where I'm going next. I don't know where I'm gonna be. But that's another side to this life I've been leading. But that's another side to this life.
A little bit of a country twang to that one there. And I was trying to find certain thing I wanted to follow, but I'm not finding it, so we'll do something different. All right. Beautiful out there today. So, let's do...
Yo, 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 what's up, what's up? Get your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care, Que tal le good, yeah, que tal le good? Ten-la-oh, yeah. Just because that you're alive, you gotta dance and thrive. Thank the one above and give them lots of love, yo. Get with it, with it, with it.
אתה חי, כדאי לרקוד משמחה במשך שבוע ימים. רק בגלל שאתה חי, כדאי לרקוד משמחה במשך שבוע ימים. רק בגלל שאתה חי, רק בגלל שאתה חי, רק בגלל שאתה חי. כדאי לרקוד, כדאי לרקוד.
Bailar, vamos a bailar, hay que bailar, reggaetón.
you just don't care. Kedai lirkod, yeah, kedai lirkod.
Tenor,
yeah. Just because that you're alive, you gotta dance and thrive. Thank the one above and give him lots of love. Yo, get with it, put your heart in it. Get with it,
kedai
lirkod, yeah, kedai lirkod.
אני מביט מהחלון, זה עושה לי די עצוב. האביב חלף עבר לו, מי יודע אם ישוב. הליצן היה למלך, הנביא נהיה ליצן, ושכחתי את הדרך, אבל אני עוד כאן. ויהיה טוב, יהיה טוב, כן. לפעמים אני נשבע. אז הלילה עפים אל הצבא, ואחרי שנתיים הם חוזרים ללא תשובה. אנשים חיים במתח, מחפשים סיבה לנשום, ואין שנאה לרצח, מדברים על השלום.
It's all right, it's okay. Sometimes I just break down. Tonight I know, tonight our love will turn us back around.
שם למעלה בשמיים עננים לומדים לעוף, ואני מביט למעלה ורואה מטוס חטוף. ממשלה של גנרלים מחלקת את הנוף לשלהם ולשלנו, ולא רואים את הסוף. איך שמחנו לקראתו, פירמידות בעיניים ושלום במקטרתו, ואמרנו היי בוא נשלימה ונחיה כמו אחים, ואז הוא אמר קדימה רק תצאו מהשטחים. And it's all tonight, I know, tonight our love will bring me back around.
We have one verse that says that we shall learn to live together under the olive trees, and that children will grow up knowing no more war, no terror, no frontiers, and that fresh new grass will grow over the graveyards for love and peace. For after 100 years of war, we haven't and will not lose hope.
Oh, nilmad lichyot beyachad,
בין חורשות עצי זיתים. ילדים יחיו בלי פחד, בלי גבולות, בלי מקלטים. על קברים יפרח העשב לשלום ואהבה מאה שנים של חרב ועוד לא לא אבדה התקווה. יהיה טוב, כן, לפעמים אני נשבר. אז הלילה
it's okay. Sometimes I just break down, but tonight I know, tonight our love will bring me back around.
Yeah, go!
Sean Colvin, Jackson Brown. Boker Tov Metzada!
Right, very cool. That was David Broza featuring Sean Colvin and Jackson Brown. Yehi Tov. It's from a CD called The Set List. All right, so chronic fatigue syndrome affects more than 1 million Americans. Visit www.cdc.gov/CFS for the latest on diagnosis and treatment. Yeah, that's a pretty tough thing because for a long, long time, it was never properly diagnosed. And yeah, that makes it very hard when you don't know what's going on. So, very, very tired, chronic fatigue, right? Okay, so we listened to Yehuda Glantz before that, Rock Big Gal Shay from his CD Got It Dance. And before that, Fred Neil, I think I announced that. And I think the only one I didn't announce maybe was, let's see, we opened up with Lev Tahor, a song called Moshe. Lev Tahor is the name of that CD. And Andy Statman, Merciful One, Answer Us, from Awakening from Above. Those were the first two ones. Okay, we're going to continue on now with some music from Shlomo Katz. Actually, maybe before that, I'll share this. I always love this website, Israel 21st Century Innovation, that comes out of Israel. Copper provides safe way to disinfect pools and wastewater. The metal's antimicrobial properties can purify wastewater, swimming pools, and hot tubs in a non-toxic process as opposed to chlorine, by an article by Yulia Kara. And let's see what else that they have to say about that. It's fascinating. They always come up with innovation. Okay, so non-toxic. We don't like the chlorine, that's for sure. But I suppose if you have a choice of chlorine or bacteria, you'd choose the chlorine. Former American star athlete Riley Gaines recently revealed that she didn't have eyebrows during all her years as a competitive swimmer. According to Gaines, her eyebrows fell off due to prolonged exposure to chlorine and only grew back once she'd stopped competing. Ugh. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that exposure to low levels of chlorine can result in mild nose, throat, and eye irritation. At higher levels, however, it can cause coughing, changes in breathing rate, and even lung damage. Chlorine was utilized as a chemical weapon during World War I. So, why is it still being used as a common pool sanitizer across the globe? Well, because there simply hasn't been an option, an optimal alternative until now. Here comes Copper Water Technologies. The Israeli company is based in the Negev, and though it is early days yet, it hopes to offer a non-toxic and cost-efficient solution for disinfecting wastewater, water reservoirs, swimming pools, and hot tubs. The main ingredient in this sterling solution is a non-monovalent copper ion with antimicrobial properties. It's like swimming in a river. No stinging and no gas clouds is how Copper Water co-founder Magal Safier describes the sensation of water cleaned with a copper water solution, finding the right ratio. Until now, one of the problems with utilizing the chemical element as a disinfectant was finding ways to increase the ratio between the potent, unstable, monovalent copper ions and the stable, low-active, divalent copper ions. We knew that when copper has an oxidation state of +1, it is an active ingredient against germs. The problem was that copper with +1 oxidation state is highly concentrated and unsafe for people to use. Yuval Kupitz, the CEO of Copper Waters, tells Israeli 21st Century, so let's see how they fix that. Safier, principal investigator at Shamoun College of Engineering, SCE in Beersheba, spent 20 years of his career searching copper. In 2011, it led him to the discovery of the formula that is now the basis for Copter One's one-of-a-kind disinfection method. What we've succeeded in doing was lowering the concentration of +1 oxidation state copper to levels where it's not harmful for people, animals, or plants, adds Kupitz. Fascinating. Well, it goes on. They've raised money, $500,000, employing 5 people now. So, well, we'll be hearing more about that. So that is very cool. Treating wastewater. I mean, it's just great. That is just great. All right. This is the site, Israel 21st Century, and I'm always happy to share things from them. It's by Yulia Ilakara. All right.
you feel them coming in the middle of the day? When he give you the call, he ain't going away. You don't want to hear him in the middle of the night. You don't want to see him in that morning light. When the landlord comes, yes, you know he's got it right. And you cannot fool him, no woman, man, or child. No, you cannot fool him, no woman, man, or child. Oh, he knows what the bill is, and he's working on time. Yes, he knows what the bill is, and he's working on time. Well, the landlord's coming, and you know he's got it right. Yes, you got to pay if you play. Don't you know you got to pay if you play? Don't you know you got to pay if you play? Don't you know you got to pay if you play? Well, the landlord's coming and ain't no place to hide. Some people think, yeah, you can fool him once. And some people think you can fool him twice. Well, some people think he only, yeah, sees in the day. And they try to do their sneaky deeds late at night. Well, the landlord's coming and ain't no place to hide. Yes, you got to pay if you play. Don't you know you got to pay if you play? Don't you know you got to pay if you play? Don't you know you got to pay if you play? Because the landlord's coming and you know he's got it right.
Don't waste Your words, they're just lies. I cried, she was deaf. And she worked on my face until breaking my eyes and saying, what else you got left? Yeah, it was then I got up to leave, but she said, don't forget. Everybody must give something back for something they get. I stood there and hummed. I tapped on her drum. I asked her how come. And she buttoned her boot and straightened her suit, and she said, don't be cute. So I forced my hands in my pockets and felt with my thumbs, and gallantly handed her my very last piece of gum. She threw me outside. I stood in the dirt where everyone walked. But when finding out I'd forgotten my shirt, I went back and knocked. I waited in the hallway as she went to get it, and I tried to make sense out of that picture of you in your wheelchair that leaned up against her Jamaican rum. And when she did come, I asked her for some. She said, no, dear. I said, your words are not clear. You better spit out your gum. She screamed till her face got so red, and she fell on the floor. I covered her up and then went and looked through her drawer. And when I was through, I filled up my shoe and brought it to you. And you took me in. You loved me then. You didn't waste time. And I never took much. I never asked for your crutch, and I don't ask for mine.